This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trump affidavit set for release.
There are pages and pages and pages of probable cause.
President sets midterm stakes.
There's a race to pass the most restrictive abortion limitations imaginable.
Enticing reluctant teachers.
I just couldn't last any longer in that mental state.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New information is expected today now that a judge has ordered the release of a redacted version of the FBI affidavit that spells out what was behind the search of former President Trump's Florida estate. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt wrote that he approved the DOJ's suggested redactions to the affidavit to protect the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, the investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources, and methods, and grand jury information. Justice Department officials had opposed releasing the full affidavit, saying earlier this week they are very concerned about the safety of the witnesses involved in their investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified information, some of which went up to the level of top secret.
Former Assistant U.S. Attorney David Weinstein on what we might learn.
He may give some details about how long this investigation has been going on. The benefit of transparency is going to be to let everybody know exactly what took place and to prevent people from trying to guess what's going on here.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports President Biden is going on the offensive with the midterm elections less than 3 months away.
We'll codify Roe v. Wade.
Testing out some campaign themes, President Biden in Maryland Thursday night argued women's reproductive rights are at stake this November.
If the MAGA Republicans win control of the Congress, it won't matter where you live. Women won't have the right to choose anywhere. MAGA Republicans don't have a clue about the power of women. Let me tell you something. They are about to find out.
2 years ago, college campuses dealt with COVID. Now, as students return, it's monkeypox. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, is prepared for monkeypox if it arrives here in the fall. Executive Director of Student Health Services, Rob Stahl, says they've ramped up cleaning and disinfectant protocols to help stop the spread.
How are you educating students?
So we have posters up in all the bathrooms on campus, as well as common spaces on campus that students are in and would access, and also providing them information about health and infectious disease in general and how they can best prevent themselves from getting sick while they're here at college.
Russia's Vladimir Putin has ordered an expansion of his military with the Ukraine invasion into its seventh month. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on a disgruntled Russian paratrooper who defected.
When the shelling began, we thought it was NATO approaching us, not Ukraine.
Paratrooper Pavel Filatiev says he served in Russia's 56th Air Assault Regiment, sent to capture Kherson early in the conflict.
It was only 10 days later when I realized there is no NATO here. It's only Ukrainians.
Do you feel tricked?
I know that we have been tricked for many years. And everything shown on state TV has nothing to do with reality. Unfortunately, now the same thing is happening in the war.
A state board in California has approved a plan calling for all new vehicles sold in the state to be powered by electricity or hydrogen by 2035. The hope is emissions from vehicles will be cut in half by 2040. The Biden administration's taking aim at some Republicans who have openly criticized the new student loan forgiveness plan, as we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks.
The White House is calling them out on Twitter. It says Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene had $183,000 in PPP loans forgiven.
But it's completely unfair.
And Florida Republican Vern Buchanan's $2 million loan got wiped.
It's not about me, but just in general, people are very outraged, I think is the best word.
Pennsylvania's Mike Kelly, about 100 $400,000. Florida's Matt Gaetz, $482,000. And Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn, $1 million. The White House Twitter page is reposting their disparaging tweets along with receipts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A federal judge has struck down a 2021 Texas law that prohibits adults under 21 from carrying handguns, saying it violates the Second Amendment. T-Mobile is linking up with SpaceX using its satellites to provide more users with network access around the country. They'll start text message tests later on this year. It's all systems go for a test launch next Monday for the rocket designed to take people to the moon.
The Artemis 1 mission is what NASA hopes is the start for a sustained presence on the moon. It won't land there, but launching and orbiting the moon are important first steps for the Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft.
It's all about an incremental building of capability. One builds on the next.
Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson says if this goes well, the next flight would carry humans as early as 2024.
So Artemis 2 builds on what we learn in Artemis 1, and then Artemis 3 puts boots back on the moon.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Two Florida residents have pleaded guilty in a plot to sell a diary and other items that belonged to President Biden's daughter, Ashley. Project Veritas, the group that bought the diary, is not charged. To deal with a shortage of teachers, some school districts are offering new incentives. CBS's Adriana Diaz looks at what's being done in Missouri.
Nearly 300,000 public school educators have left the profession since the start of the pandemic. In Fort Zumwalt, Missouri, Superintendent Bernard Dubray says that's due to burnout, pay, and baby boomers retiring.
Are you competing with other school districts for applicants?
Absolutely, we are. Just selling your school district.
Missouri starts teachers at $25,000 a year. To help recruit, the state passed a temporary pay bump. It also increased pay for substitute teachers and lowered their requirements, and allow districts to have four-day school weeks.
The four-day school week was highly attractive to me.
That was a deciding factor for Gwen Imhoff, who got six job offers. She's also pregnant and has to find her own sub during a substitute teacher shortage.
A study of more than 15,000 dogs finds exercise can cut the chances of cognitive dysfunction or dementia in dogs. The odds were more than six times higher in dogs that were not active. It's believed dementia can occur in 14 to 35% of older dogs.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Today is what's known as Women's Equality Day. 102 years ago today, women earned the right to vote.
League of Women Voters CEO Virginia K. Solomon says the nonpartisan advocacy group has rebranded the anniversary as
Women's Inequality Day.
She says that's because not all women earned the right to vote in 1920.
Black women were left behind, and Native American women weren't even fully considered citizens until 1924.
Solomon says in 2022, voting rights are under attack. Women have lost autonomy over their bodies now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and the Equal Rights Amendment is still not in the Constitution. She says that means
we want to make sure that people are voting for voting rights.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Heat and drought in France have forced the earliest grape harvest ever in wine country. Usually it happens next month. How that might affect how it tastes is not clear. That's the Roundup, produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.